Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the line.
Everybody.
Hold up the line. Let the light shine around the world.
Marja Jubilee, and I am sitting here in North Chesterfield County near Richmond, Virginia, and I can't wait I can't wait. Y'all hear me? I can't wait to bring my guest on today. She's all fired up. I'm all fired up. But I have to remind you that you just landed in love. You are made in love, by love, for love, to be love. You are made to be love in every single moment of your life, with every breath that you take, because you were created by this awesome creator that created all the flowers, the trees, and yes, you. You are just in love. There's love that's always flowing. We are always outpouring. We are always outpicturing from our Christed heart the love that God has given us. So this morning, this is where we are. So I want you all to just take a couple of breaths with me and breathe in and give thanks for that breath that you've been so gracious. You were tapped on the shoulder this morning by the angels. God sent them and they woke you up and he gave you that breath. He gave you life. And breath is life. And life is about embracing the truth of who you are. Life is about embracing your wonderful, magnificent masterpiece self. Life is about expression. It's about living in full expression. It's about living in full expression. So we give thanks and praise and honor to God for giving us all these wonderful gifts. We praise for giving us breath. And no matter where you are in the world listening to me right now, you have been granted that same gift. You have been given that same gift. So as you listen, no matter what your race, your color, or your creed, or what circumstances you find yourself in, this is just a friendly reminder that you are created in love and that you are a masterpiece. And let's breathe in again together. And then keep it in line with you are a masterpiece. I wanted to give you all a friendly reminder today. I have a piece, you know, I am a poet, and I wrote a new piece called Just a Friendly Reminder. So this is your friendly reminder today to remind you of who you are. And this, it says this, beloved, we all walk in harmony with our inner soul essence and wholeness. Never forget, beloved one, you move, you breathe, and you are in flow with Spirit Divine, who calms and soothes your mind. You are out picturing those blessed thoughts. You know, I bless my thoughts every single day. Your thoughts become your story. Your thoughts are your reality. Your dynamism through Christ is felt the moment you smile, say kind words, and no knowing is necessary because you are grounded in Christ. Because your purpose is to be and to be who you are. Never forget to walk as beautiful, to walk as beautiful, because you are beautiful. Smile from the inside out, glowing like a beam of moonlight, reflecting the light from the sun. Sparkle like a star at the tip of the handle in a Big Dipper in a midnight sky, beaming like a ray of sunshine that brightens up a cloudy day, knowing the Lord of Lords has your back and that you are not alone, showing compassion and love and kindness to all of God's creatures, flowing slow and easy, like Lionel Richards says, easy like Sunday morning. And you are to remember, just a reminder, you are amazing. You are captivating. You are astonishing. You are inspiring. You are love. You are love. Just a reminder, never forget, you, my beloved, are a masterpiece. Never forget that you are a masterpiece. That's my reminder for you all today. So as we go into the day, say that to yourself every day, that you are a masterpiece. You're grounded in love, and you are grounded from a Christed heart. You go forth in the world, and as my friends say, you power up. You power up. You power up, and you bring to the world who you are. And we're so grateful today to have our special guest today. We're going to go right into our conversation. Because, girl, she has a story to tell. She is Renee Lacy. She's the founding person of Cameo International Models.
and she does all this fantastic work here in this area and all over. She goes from place to place. And just because we said that, we're going to allow her to tell her. We're going to bring Renee. Welcome, Renee, to our show.
I'm glad to be here. Power up, power up, power up this morning. Everybody, let's get up, rise up, level up. Come on, stand up. I am here with the fabulous Yemaja, filled with love. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'm so excited about it. Thank you so much for having me.
And we had church before we started.
Yes,
we had church before we started. We prayed ourselves in, so we are all fired up. I wanted Renee to first tell us, how did you come up with the title Cameo Models? Tell us how that came up.
Cameo Models came up back in 1978, actually, and I knew that there was a call in my life at that time to create a modeling agency that was much needed in this marketplace, from visiting the ad agencies and talking to various clients, TV stations and all, who needed a viable modeling agency. And I had the background experience, and I was asked to actually start a modeling agency. Bob Miller and Rose.
Go back.
And they asked me to do that, but they said the stipulation was this: it's actually to bring them talent that was trained, that actually knew how to do TV commercials and how to walk the runway. And with me having the skill and the talent, I thought about that and took it to my husband at that time, and we sat down and thought about it. He said, "Yeah, you go ahead, do that thing." Well, I needed a name. So the name, actually, I was having a jewelry party.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember Sarah Coventry.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so scooting through the book and looking at all the beautiful jewelry and everything, and I see a name, and the name said Cameo, and it was showing the Cameo brooches.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yes, Cameo brooches. Yes.
And I said, wow, that would be a great name for both women and for men and for children. It seems to just fit everybody.
Yeah, right.
And that's how the name was adopted. A lot of people think it came from the group, the musical.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Cameo.
Right. Yeah.
No. That's how the name was adopted. And fast forward up into the year, I think it was in the year 2000, we had some successful years when Cameo started, and we got the tour, million-dollar fashion tours all around the world.
All right.
But it wasn't until the year 2000 that I actually understood the meaning of Cameo.
Yeah, tell us what it means.
And y'all got to hear this.
Tell me.
I used to ask God, how come you keep bringing me back to Cameo? Why you want me to do this thing called Cameo? Why? And he answered me in a prayer at 4 a.m. in the morning. My pastor had prayed over us the prayer of Jabez.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So that night, rather than have a pity party about a yet again lost relationship, he shared with me the meaning of Cameo.
Okay, tell us what it is.
Why. The C is Christ.
Okay, y'all hear this, right?
Here. The C is Christ, A is anointing, M is to manifest, E is to edify the Lord, O is the opportunities of God's purpose and plan for me, for you, for all who enter our doors. And at that point, I understood my purpose on this earth, that I am to be delivering this Christ-centered modeling agency.
Christ-centered modeling agency.
And I'm going to tell you, Christ Jesus has his Ten Commandments in the Bible. We have Ten Commandments in Cameo Models International. One of them is no smoking, no drugs, no alcohol, no nudity. We won't tolerate it. You can keep your clothes on and become successful in this industry.
Isn't that is such high standards that
yes.
you don't see adhered to
yes.
in any other modeling
yes.
agency.
The other piece is the education, the value of the knowledge that people need to know in reference to coming into this industry. There's a lot of shysters in this industry, just like it's a lot of shysters in car dealerships or banking or whatever it may be. But God chose me
yes.
to look out.
Anointing.
He gave me
anointing yes.
to bring forth the good news inside of modeling.
Yes.
A parent doesn't have to be ripped off. A child doesn't have to be a teen or a young adult. You don't have to get ripped off by shysters, management teams, and this and that. You got somebody, Renee Lacy, that will look out for your best interest in moving you forward to the right people, the right situations, the right events, the right fashion shows, the right movie producers, the right TV shows. Renee Lacy got the hookup for you. Yes.
And it's through a God. All of this, I want you all to hear this. Now, you hear what she said. And I have to tell you, she's not just talking. She lives this, all right? She lives it from inside out. She lives this. And she's the first person that I've known that's in this area of business that has the persona, that has the deep meaning and connection with God And you go to her fashion shows, they are just dynamite.
They will knock your socks off. And over the years, Yamaja, Cameo Models has been connected with the Modeling Association of America International in New York City, where we got to compete for more than 12 years at the Waldorf Astoria. And it's where we take our models actually to be seen by national agents from all around the world and achieve contracts and awards and trophies. To this date, Cameo Models has earned over 458 international fashion awards.
See, that's what, and also, too, Renee has a TV show. You want to tell them about
that? We do. Oh, my gosh. Such a blessing, blessing, blessing. We are situated with CVE, Christian Vision Entertainment, Global Network TV, that's seen and heard in over 47 countries around the world. And our show is all about the fashion and the modeling industry. We also interview entertaining guests and things like that. We will talk about the mental health in reference to how to compete and go forward in this industry. It's all about the fashion. It's all about the education and knowledge. And, yes, we will always empower you and lift you up in reference to moving forward in your dreams, in your vision, in the things that you desire on this earth. It is phenomenal. Christian Vision Entertainment, go to www.cve.com, and it's a $9.95 monthly subscription. Hey, it's the price of a Big Mac, and that brings us value to CVE. But guess what CVE is going to do for you? If you subscribe to CVE, they're going to give you a free weekend getaway to a hotel resort of your choice.
Oh,
you pick the destination, and we're going to bless you. All about the blessings raining down on
CVE. Yeah, and that's really that's paying it forward.
It is.
Everybody in it together.
Everybody in it together.
And I want to switch gears here because we could talk. We actually could do two shows with
we
this.
We could.
But I want her to talk about how I became acquainted with Renee. Was she had a stroke, and I watched her recover, girl. I watched this woman with the tenacity and her faith in Christ and belief, and I'm going to let her tell you what happened to her. I want you all to hear this inspirational story.
It's one thing to be able to talk about success, 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 and I'm driven. I am a purpose-driven woman, for sure, for sure. And in my earlier years, and with everything that we have done, not to say the businesses don't have its ups and downs, because it does. But I'm going to tell you, towards 2013, between, you know, I'll say 2010 and 2013, business became stressful. And it became to where people were coming into our atmosphere that were not quite right. We were dealing with people that would not keep promises.
Oh, okay, okay.
Negative managers.
Okay.
And I found myself having to pick up more pieces and try to put Band-Aids on things that just were not working. With all that stress, it brought me to a stroke.
Wow.
The worst of the strokes ever, ever. It was the cerebellum stroke with extreme vertigo. And I sit before you today still with vertigo.
Uh-huh.
I've never had vertigo ever in my life.
Uh-huh.
And that stroke happened on a night. It was December 2013 on Christmas, New Year's Eve, just out shopping for New Year's Eve dinner. And people always ask me, did you know it was coming? Did you know it was coming? No, I didn't. It was a normal evening out shopping in Carytown at Kroger.
Okay, Kroger, yes. Yeah.
And did the first part of the shopping and stepped back in the car. I'm driving my car now, and all of a sudden, upside of my head, it went bam to the left side of my head. It was like a baseball hitting my head. I'll never forget that feeling.
Oh.
Now, I'm driving. Suddenly, my eyes went blind. I could not see. My body was shaking. Vertigo was coming all over me. I didn't know that at that time. So there was a passenger, and he was, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not. He says, hold tight. Put the car in park. Got out, put me in the passenger seat, wind down all the windows. He said, does that make you feel better? No, not
okay.
Feeling better. We were about 7 minutes from Retreat Hospital. Got me to Retreat, got me into the emergency room. They told him, they said, if you had been a moment later, she wouldn't be with us today.
Wow.
They got me in there, and staying there, stayed in the hospital for 23 days. The doctors could not figure out what happened to me.
Wow.
Were medicating me like crazy. I've never been on medications, no, nothing in my entire life. And just staying there was just so tumultuous and so trying. And I could not see and I could not walk and I could just, the body was just shut down. MRIs, they did about four of them, and they discovered a bleed on the back of my neck but could not correlate it to the stroke. My mother stepped in. My family came down from Washington, D.C. and said, I'm taking my daughter out of here. The hospital was getting ready to actually put me in the street. It was snowing at the time, and I had nowhere to go. I had lost everything during my stroke. I lost my home. I lost my house. I lost my business. I lost clothes. I lost
a lot.
Everything. Yes. I lost everything. And, you know, I see today God took all of that away from
Moving forward a little bit, tell us about your Lazarus moment. Tell us what we want. I want you all to hear this about the Lazarus moments that she had and the aha moment, whatever you want to call it.
God gave it to
me. Yeah, yeah. And just tell them about that.
Going forward, the rescue happened. My mother and family rescued me, got me to D.C., Maryland area. My mom helped to put together an awesome, awesome medical team, from the general practitioner to the neurologist to the ENT doctor, which was, turned out to be very, very important, to the physical therapy.
Okay.
Between the four of them, they gathered, did the necessary tests that were required at that time, and it was the ENT doctor that gave the final report of the cerebral cerebellum stroke that was going on with me. Therefore, could remove the medications and prescribe to me what was needed to actually be able to heal the brain, get the membranes going back together, get me back on the right track with the physical therapy to get me walking again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So fast forward. At my mom's house one night, we watched a movie together, and the movie was called Heaven is for Real.
Heaven is for Real.
Loved the movie. Had awesome storylines to it, all about the Lord Savior Jesus and his awesome wonders. And that night, sometime during that night after watching the movie, I had a visit from my Lord and Savior.
Y'all, did y'all hear what she just said? Tell them again.
I had an encounter from my Lord and Savior Jesus, and was probably about the third encounter in my life. I've experienced him before because of my relationship with him. He loved me, and I love him.
Yes,
he came to see me. Walking into my mom's bedroom, I shared my mom's bedroom with her.
Okay.
And she has a lovely home, beautiful bedroom, sweet, and I had a cot in her room. And so that night, he walked towards my cot. My throat was shut down to where I could not talk. I was trying to talk and say, what do you want with me? Why are you here? And the words would not come out.
Okay.
And I was trying to yell for my mama. Jesus is here. Jesus is here, mama. Mama, he's here. And nobody could hear me.
Oh, nobody could hear you.
Nobody could hear me. He's walking towards my cot, and I could never see his face. All you see is a glow.
A glow.
I saw the white robe.
Uh-huh.
I saw the rope around the robe. I saw the sandals.
Everything.
Everything. He sits at my right side on the cot, the side that would not work.
The side that y'all hear is the side that would not work.
And he sits at my right side. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And he sat. And I'm laying there, and I'm going, okay, what you want? What you want? And it wouldn't come out. He stood up, and he started walking out of my mouth. I'm like, where are you going? Wait. I shut my mouth, and I heard these words. My daughter, I am pleased with you. Go tell the world that I live.
Go tell the world that I live.
Go tell the world that I live.
Yes, yes.
That was an obedient statement to me.
Yes.
To be obedient what Christ Jesus was telling me to do. I didn't understand the reason why. I didn't understand why he was visiting me. I didn't understand any of that. But I'm going to tell everybody right here, right now, that was my Lazarus moment, because he raised me up out of that bed the next day, went to physical therapy, and on that day of physical therapy, I walk in always with a cane, and I walk in always with people holding me up on my left, right, and left, because I could not. I couldn't say. They played a song that day, and y'all may be familiar, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk, y'all.
I have to tell you, my brain forgot that I love to dance. My brain forgot that I love
you.
And when I heard that day, I dropped the cane and the floor, and I let go of people holding me up, and I started dancing.
Wow.
Look at what God did. That next day, he gave me the Lazarus moment.
Yes.
He gave it to me and he reminded me of who I am in him.
Reminded you.
He reminded me.
That Christ's presence.
Yes.
Christ's presence.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was like, get up out that bed. Get up off the pity party. Let go of the depression. Get up and get in there and do what I need you to do.
Do what you need to be done.
He said, he already told me he's pleased with me.
Yes.
What more could I ask for to know that my Father God is pleased with his daughter?
Yes.
Come on, now.
I tell you. And, you know, we all have to say amen to that. But sometimes we fail to listen.
Yes, we do.
We fail because we get caught up in the world and what's going on. And sometimes we have to get these things to slow us down.
And let me help you with that.
Uh-huh.
Because people will choose with a horrible sickness like that.
Yes.
Whether it's cancer, whether it's a stroke, whether it's a heart attack, and you get that opportunity to open up your eyes then and to get the chance to heal again, people can either choose, you got choices. You can choose to lay down on it.
Yeah.
Or you can choose to get up. And there are many people that we know that may even be listening to this broadcast today are laying down on hurts and pains, having a personal pity party, being depressed, you refusing to go to the doctors like your mama want to help you, your daddy want to help you.
People tell it.
Go. And you ain't tell listening. It. People, the Father God is talking to these people to encourage you, to get you up, to get you moving again. Life is not over because you had a heart attack. Life is not over because you had a cancer experience. Life is not over after a divorce. Life is not over because your kids having a problems with you today, and you can't get them up to get them out there to get them on their right track. Life is not over because you ain't cooperating. People ain't cooperating on your job. Come on. There's new job opportunities all the way around you. I'm telling everybody, get up. You got
get
choices.
Up. She always says power up.
Power up and get up.
Power up. And this is, she lives this. And she
I
just,
do.
She gave you her testimony, and I can attest to the fact that she lived it.
Yes, I do.
And one of the things that we want to remember, I tell you, we could do two shows with Renee because she has all of this wonderful stuff. But hopefully you've heard something. So give us one pearl of wisdom, one pearl. I know you got many pearls, but just give us one pearl.
I'd like for people to choose possibility thinking.
Possibility thinking. Because that's what she has done
with
her. I
have done it. You have to choose right thoughts.
Right thoughts. Bless your thoughts every day.
Bless your thoughts.
Bless your
thoughts. You have to choose right thinking.
Right thinking.
When people bring you negative stuff in this ear, you better let it go out the next ear.
Yes.
You have to choose
you
your
have
thoughts
to choose.
For that day for yourself. You have to choose your activities for that day. You have to choose action-minded.
Action-minded for
every day. You have to choose possibility thinking. I serve the greatest possibility thinker that created the heavens and the earth.
Yes. And with all of that being said, oh, this is so awesome. The Spirit has visited us right here in Renee's kitchen today at her dining room table. We are sitting here today. And we want to just take a think about that, what she just said. And we said at the top of the show, we are talking about your thoughts.
Yes.
And we got right back in. What you think about, you bring about.
And
my grandmother would say, if you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas.
Yes, you do.
And so you surround yourself with people that are positive thinking, possibility thinking, and most of all, they're prayerful.
Yes, they're prayerful.
They're prayerful, and they believe in the divineness and in the awesomeness of Christ. You ground yourself in that from day to day. And today, we just want to thank you all for joining us today. We'll be back again with some dynamic guests that we always have. We want to thank Renee for joining us. And she has a fashion show coming up this weekend at
Macy's Chesterfield Center at 2 o'clock and Shore Pump Mall at 5 o'clock. And I just want to say this. Everybody move about in this week and choose compliments. Give compliments everywhere you go. Sprinkle love, sprinkle kindness everywhere you go. You never know what people are going through.
Yes, and we thank Renee for all of her positive wisdom. And, you know, that's what this show is about, love, life, and positivity.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today. We will gladly have you come back again when we'll be back and bringing you more people who are inspirational and who bring you such love and joy. Grounded by God, in God, believing in God as God. We'll see you next time.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel.
Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.